This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A man in the U.S. state of Florida with a decades-long criminal record was arrested, charged with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump. His van, which was covered in pro-Trump stickers, was confiscated. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters the 56-year-old is being charged with five federal crimes, including the illegal mailing of explosive devices and threatening government officials. He added that the man faces up to 48 years in prison if found guilty. AP's Sagar Magani reports on President Trump's reaction.
The president says he did not see his face plastered on Cesar Sayoc's white van, along with other images.
I heard he was a person that preferred me over others.
Does he bear any blame for Sayoc's actions?
There's no blame. There's no anything.
Pointing out violence has been committed by supporters of other politicians. He'd earlier said political violence cannot be allowed to take root at home, but says there's no need to tone down his own rhetoric in coming days, saying he's already done that and could ramp it up. Asked if he'll call former President Obama or the other bomb targets.
If they wanted me to, but I think we'll probably pass.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Trump administration is considering a new executive order aimed at blocking asylum seekers and immigrants from crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. This comes as a caravan of Central American migrants continues to make its way north through Mexico. Facebook has removed 82 accounts from its site and from Instagram that originated in Iran, with some of the account owners posing as residents of the United States or Britain and posting about liberal politics. At least one Facebook page had 1 million followers. This is VOA News. Activists in Turkey held a vigil for slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi as part of the observance of the Washington Post columnist. Someone portrayed Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman with blood on his hands outside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Amr Darak is an Egyptian politician and was Khashoggi's friend.
On this occasion, and from this place where the spirit of Jamal has been lost, we clearly state that we do not and will not accept compromises in the case of his murder, and that we will not keep silent on any attempt to evade any criminal from accountability and punishment.
Meantime, Turkish state news says that Turkey has asked the extradition of 18 men arrested in Saudi Arabia in connection with the killing. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan urged Saudi Arabia to disclose the location of Khashoggi's body and the identity of the person who allegedly disposed of his body after he was killed in the Saudi consulate. More meetings being planned between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. That story now from AP's Ed Donahue.
National Security Advisor John Bolton says the two presidents will meet in Paris next month on the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day. And
we have invited President Putin to Washington after the first of the year for basically a full day of consultations.
Bolton is in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia and says they need to work out date and time.
What the scheduling of that is, we don't quite know yet.
Putin and Trump held a summit in Helsinki in July. Putin has repeatedly said improved relations between the U.S. and Russia have been thwarted by U.S. political infighting and allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential campaign. Ed Donahue, Washington.
UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is calling on the Angolan government to halt the mass expulsion of Congolese migrants. She warns this could trigger renewal of the inter-ethnic violence in Democratic Republic of Congo's Kasai province. UN Human Rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani.
Given the continued presence of armed groups that are split along ethnic lines in the Kasais, we are warning of the risk of intercommunal violence if the situation is not handled carefully by the authorities. Failing this, we fear that we could see a repeat of the cycles of terrible violence that erupted in the Kasais in 2016.
Angolan authorities had previously denied allegations of mass expulsions and brutality, insisting the migrants have returned home voluntarily. The United Nations is urging an investigation to ensure justice for the victims. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.